We're on Mishnah Zayin of Perakei of Maseches Maisos. Chorei Hanemolim, if you have ant holes, Shalonu Mitzad HaReimas HaChayevis, and the ants were in the hole the entire evening, right next to a stack of wheat, which has been stacked up and therefore is obligated to have Trumas and Maisos taken from it. Hare Elu Chayovim, then the wheat that you find inside the ant holes is presumed to be from that stack and therefore requires Trumas and Maisos to be taken from it and cannot otherwise be treated in the manner of grains that are not yet eligible for Trumas and Maisos. Because it is clear and obvious that it is from the stack of Trumas and Maisos, which had already become the stack of grain, which had already become obligated in Trumas and Maisos, that the ants must have taken the wheat during the course of the evening and placed that wheat into their ant holes. The next Mishnah, Mishnah Ches, Shum Baal Bechi. You have garlic which grows in an area known as Baal Bak, and therefore it's called Baal Bechi. This is the Baal Bechi is referred to, explained as, according to the explanation of the Rambam, a type of garlic which is extremely sharp and which causes bechi, it causes tears to run down people's eyes, uvatzel shalichba, and similarly an onion of richba, the Rambam explains as an onion from which is very, very sharp, and which also causes a richba, water to flow out of the eye, which is the targum of chashras mayim from Shmuel. It says richbas maya. It means a flowing of water, a flowing of tears in this case. Others explain, like the first explanation regarding the garlic, that richba is also the name of a place. Ugrisin akilokin, or if you have beans that come from kilokin, come from a place which is called kilokin. They're extremely large and kind of square in shape. Ve'adoshim ha-mitzrios, and if you have Egyptian lentils, so these are basically all different types of produce which do not grow ever in Eretz Yisrael, so we know that they have not become subject to the obligation of Trumas Maisos. Rabbi Meir Omer Afakarkas, Rabbi Meir includes in this category also a type of cabbage which is called karkas. Some say it's a type of bean. Rabbi Yossi Omer Afakatanim, Rabbi Yossi says hakotnim. Even katnim, which is a type of lentil, so all of these do not grow in Eretz Yisrael, and they are therefore pitur mina maisos. They are exempt from trumas maisos. Unakacha mikol adam b'shvias. They can be purchased from anybody, even people who would not normally be deemed reliable during the shemitah year, because they are not subject to shemitah laws or trumas maisos laws. They don't grow in Eretz Yisrael. Zera lufa elyon. If you have seeds of the lufa elyon, the lufa is a type of onion. You have seed of this type of elyon of onion lufa elyon. The upper seeds, zerakreshim, where you have seeds of leeks. Forshim say that this is a reference to what is described in Tanakh as chatzir. Zera bitzolim, regular seeds of onions. Zera lepis, utznonos, so seeds of turnips or radishes. Ushar zirone, gina, she'enu, necholim. And similarly, any other types of seeds that might be in one's garden that are not edible seeds, peturim min hamaisos, they are not edible by human beings, they are considered to be exempt from tumas umaisos, v'nokocha mikol admin dom b'shvias, and they also are exempt from the laws of the Shemitah year. She'apal pi she'avien truma, even though the actual saplings that were planted in order to produce these seeds themselves may have been truma. As we know, if somebody uproots a turnip or a radish in order to plant them for purposes of seed, so what is uprooted, which is the fruit itself, is obligated in trumas umaisos. So even if even truma had been taken from that produce, and the truma itself was planted for the purpose of seeds coming out of it. So the seeds themselves, which are not edible, are still exempt from Trumas Umaisos. Harelu Yeachlu, they can even be eaten because of the fact that they do not have the status of Truma. We don't say Gidulei Truma with respect to such produce, since they were only planted for seed purposes. Solik Maseches Maestros, we thus conclude the limit of Mishnayos, Maseches Maestros, Lezecha Nishmas, Daniel Chernikov, Sichrona Livracha.